Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. It's Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen, we thank God for another blessed day. And as we await for my brother Robert to join us, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, once again, you have blessed us to assemble together in your word. Father, we ask today, Lord God, that you will be with us. Father, as we take this journey once again to learn the word of God. Father, we need the presence of your spirit, and we need your spirit to release unto us that we stand in need of. So therefore, Lord, bless us as we go forth to teach the word and bless those who are hearing to hear the word. And Father, we pray for understanding to come unto both the teacher and the hearer in the name of Jesus. So Lord God, we thank you for this very day, this golden opportunity you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. Patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How you doing today?
Amen. Once again, another blessed day, another golden opportunity, brother. As
yeah,
I got to say, it, a good one yesterday.
Wednesday.
Another opportunity to provide some pain to that devil.
Amen.
I am grateful for the word of the Lord. It issues pain to him. And the thing
Amen.
About it, brother, he can't get no remedy for it. He can't get no remedy. He can't go to the store and he can't buy nothing to stop the thing. And I'm grateful
right. No
and glad that we're Amen. No, none of that. No painkillers, nothing. And you know, I thank God we're able to give the word to the listener. And also
Amen.
Every time we give it to the listener, we making him cry at the same time. So I am very extremely happy today for that. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glorious day in the Lord. So, for
Hallelujah.
Those of you that are listening, we are on the Holy Spirit Part 7. We've been talking about the work of the Holy Ghost within. Amen. And I want to open up with some scripture here, and then after that, turn it over to my brother here. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day as we had our
Amen.
Had opened up with prayer. It is a blessed day in the Lord. And as I said to those of you listening, I'm going to start off talking to you about the work of the Holy Spirit within and dealing with direction. Direction. I want to start in the book of Titus, chapter 3. Glory to God. Titus chapter 3. Start from here. And hallelujah. Glory to God. We must understand, as my brother and I have been telling you, God has not given us the Holy Ghost for nothing. Okay?
Amen.
He wasn't just given to us to just sit there and say, oh, we got the Holy Ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He ain't there just to sit there, people. He has a purpose. We got to always keep in mind that the true and living God is not a vain God. He just, you don't look around and say, hey, Lord, what you doing here? Oh, I ain't had nothing else to do. I just came by. No, he ain't talking like that. God has a purpose. And so when he gave us his spirit, we're looking at the purpose of what's the reason why he gave us his spirit. And once again, we can come to the conclusion from the word of God that he is not given to us just to sit there. Okay. So tonight we're looking at starting off another thing he's given to us for to do a work within us is in dealing with direction. Titus chapter 3, verse 5, 4 and 5 rather, verse 5 being the key verse. The word of God said, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Okay, so he's talking about saved folks here. By the washing of regeneration, okay, and renewing of the Holy Ghost, okay? The washing of regeneration, okay? Now, that word regeneration, the original Greek word for that word regeneration means spiritual rebirth. Figuratively, amen, it means spiritual renovation, okay? Now, that's interesting that he said he saved us by the washing of regeneration. Once again, spiritual rebirth. So we have to think, where is this spiritual rebirth is dealing? Where have we heard this before? Okay, I know. Let's go to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Glory to God. John chapter 3. And we're going to look once again, and I know that y'all have heard us go and allude to this chapter quite a bit in dealing with the Holy Ghost, and there's a good reason. John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. The word said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, one of the meanings of the word spirit, born, especially in verse 5, when he said man must be born of water and of the Spirit, that word born in original Greek means to regenerate. So, according to verse 6, our spirit was regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Now, we already have talked to you about that's another one of the work of the Holy Ghost within is the new birth or salvation, okay? So we can see here that through the Holy Ghost doing a work in us, he dealt with our spirit. Now, some of you say, okay, brother, we're getting there. Where you going with that? Well, hold on a minute. As my brother Robert would tell you, we got to lay a foundation. So that's what we're doing, laying a foundation. So, amen. What we understand here is that the Lord, hallelujah, by his spirit, deals with man's spirit, okay? He deals with his spirit primarily. He's going to deal with man's spirit because in the new birth, that's what he regenerated. Notice it didn't say that which is born of the spirit is soul. It didn't say soul, okay? Because your soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotion. He didn't say that which is born of the spirit is flesh. No. He said that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That's why you see the word spirit two times in there. One is capitalized and one is not. The capital one is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost does the work of regeneration. And what did he regenerate? Our spirit, okay? Glory be to God. Now, let's keep that in mind. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 20. And let's look at verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, looking at verse 27. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
Let's see, what do the word of God say? It says in verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, once again, remember in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul names the fullness of man. He says spirit, soul, and body. So we know here in verse 27, he said the spirit of man. He didn't say the soul of man. He didn't say the body of man. He said the spirit of man is the count of the Lord. Now, one thing that we can, another thing we can say about God besides he's a God that is not do stuff in vain, he is also the true and living God that can be specific. So I know that God was not all twisted up and all out the way when he had Solomon to say this, okay? So when he said the spirit of man, that's what he means. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, what's the purpose of a candle? To hold the light, for light to burn off it, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is to hold the light. Now, if you want to light a room up, you light the candle. But the candle itself is not light. Hallelujah. It carries the light. Glory to God.
Yes.
In other words, if you just had a candle walk in a dark room, guess what? You in a dark room. It ain't lighting up if you got a candle.
Amen.
But if you light the candle, okay,
yes,
and that fire burn off the candle, then the room is lit, okay? So what we say, what we see from the word of God is this. Remember that the book of Corinthians tells us that the Holy Ghost was given to us and he came into our heart. And one of the symbolic meanings of the heart is your spirit, according to Romans 2 and 29, okay? So therefore, since the Holy Ghost is in our spirit, then that means God, when he's going to deal with you and work through you, it's going to be through what? Your spirit. Hallelujah. In other words, if you're looking for wisdom, he's going to release it in your spirit first. Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory. It, wisdom, understanding, he's going to release it in your spirit. Now, it can go from there up to your mind, but he's going to release it in your spirit. And so God is letting us know that he's going to lead us. We're talking about direction tonight, starting off. He going to lead us by his spirit through our spirit. Do we understand that? Because notice that the word of God shows us what did the Holy Ghost primarily deal with? Your spirit. Okay? Hallelujah. And when we read in the word, notice when it came to your soul and your flesh, God said, now you do something about that. I give you power. Now you do something about it. He said, I regenerate your spirit. He said,
yes.
Now, I'm giving you my word. You do something about that dealing with that soul. Amen. You do something dealing about that flesh. Hallelujah.
Right.
And so therefore, if you're going to be led by the spirit of God, it ain't through your emotions. You know, when you hear some people say, now you got to understand, I'm a very emotional person. That's a scary statement. You know why? Because they're telling you they are emotional ruled.
Amen.
Mm. When you come across, I don't care if they being a Christian, they say, you got to understand, I'm a very emotional person. You better watch out. They telling you right there, they are emotionally ruled.
Amen.
And God didn't say that the soul of man is his candle. He said the spirit of man. The Holy Ghost is that light in that fire that lights the candle. And he's burning off what? Your spirit. Okay?
Amen.
The brain lights.
Amen.
Glory to God. And so, therefore, if you're going to be, see, that's the problem we've been having. When we want to hear from the Lord, we run it all outside trying to get an answer. Well, we need to learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit in what? In our spirit.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
See, that's where the quiet time come in at. Amen, brother. That's where the quiet time come in at. Because, see, we spend so much time asking God for stuff. Oh, Lord, I need a car, I need a house. Thank you, Lord. God bless. Get up, and then we walk away instead of staying on our knees after we got finished making a petition and listening. Because sometimes God wants to give you the answer right then, but we so quick to get up off our knees, we gone. You know, just like that. We just out of here. Then we say, well, I ain't hear nothing from him. And God said, yeah, you ain't hear nothing from him because you ain't give me time to speak. That's why. You ain't heard nothing.
Amen.
You lay your petition for me and got up off your knees and live. Hallelujah. We all been guilty of that, man. I got to throw myself in there big time. We all been guilty of that. I remember a time when I actually had did it. I stayed on my knee and God gave me an answer. Now, any other time, I would have jumped up off the floor and gone. Now, is it a battle with your flesh? It definitely is. Because your flesh, two people are hollering at you, your flesh and the devil, okay? Your flesh saying, man, if you don't get up off this floor, man, don't you feel the knees hurting? Okay, get up off that floor. Then the devil come around. You sure look crazy down there. You ain't talking, and you sitting up there trying to listen to something. You look, man, get off that floor. You got both of them, okay? So it's a challenge.
Amen.
But it's a challenge you can win. Now, so we're seeing through this scripture here that God, when it comes to direction, I want you to hear this because we're talking about especially the light. The light can be understanding from God, illumination, wisdom. It can be direction. And so when it comes to God leading or directing us, it's going to be by his spirit, through our spirit, not through our emotions. Okay?
Amen.
But through our spirit. Glory to God, glory to God. Now, hallelujah. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. And after this scripture, I have one more, and then I'm going to let my brother jump in and take hold of this boat. Okay? Hallelujah. Because both of us have been given the commission to anchor this boat right. And we won't obey the man. Amen? Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 14. Romans chapter 8. Looking at verse 14. And we're going to look at verse 16. Romans chapter 8. Now look what Apostle Paul said. He said, for as many as are led by what? The Spirit of God that is led. So that means the Spirit of God gives direction. Okay? They are what? The sons of God. As many as led by his Spirit, they are the sons. Verse 16, the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, itself bear witness with what? Our spirit. Okay? Once again, not with the soul, not with the body. With our spirit that we are the children of God. So here we see from the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit is going to deal with you through your spirit, even when it comes to being led. Okay? Even when it comes to direction, glory to God, he's going to lead us by his spirit, through our spirit. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, heed of a shutter. Thank you, Lord. You know, the primary way God is going to lead us, this way we're talking about. Now, don't get me wrong. If God decided to show you a dream to tell you to go somewhere, that's his choosing. But I'm going to tell you why I have to stress on that part. Because, see, some people, when they look for God to lead, they think that God can only lead them by giving them a dream. Or God can only lead them by sending an angel all the time. That's not true, okay? The primary way God is going to lead us by his Holy Spirit is going to be through our spirit. Now, once again, if he chooses to give you a dream, which he have with many of his people, he'll do that. But notice that his people are not led all the time by dreams. But we can rest assured that we can be led by the Holy Spirit through our spirit. I hope
Amen.
We come to understand that. Hallelujah. Because some people won't move. God, I ain't going to do anything to that angel. You send me an angel. I'm not going to do. Wait a minute. Okay, so you got to have an angel every time you need
God to lead you? Well, if that be the case, what was the purpose of him causing you to be born again and putting his spirit in your spirit? Okay?
Right.
See, sometimes we go way to the left field, way to the right field, okay? And we think because God sent us a word one time through an angel, we think that it got to be that way all the time, okay? Or if God gave you a word in a dream or a vision, you think, okay, I ain't doing nothing else till I get another dream or vision. No, that's not how it works, okay? That's not how it works. But you can depend on guidance or direction through your spirit by the Spirit of God. And this is another one of the reasons why the Holy Ghost was given to us, to work within us for direction. For direction. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Now, let's look at one more verse here. I'm going to give it over to my brother here. Let's go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Some of y'all can see your face light up because you say, I know that verse. John chapter 16, verse 13. We're going to go here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. John chapter 16. Glory. John chapter 16, verse 13. Now, we're still talking about the Holy Ghost given to believers to work within us to direct, to in direction, okay? Now, look what he said. He said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, if we didn't go no further, end it right there, that said a lot right there. The Spirit of truth, is, in other words, the Holy Spirit ain't going to have you engaging in a lie, okay? The Holy Spirit ain't going to have you cheating on your income tax, okay? The Holy Spirit going to have you say, put down there that you taking care of five kids and you ain't got but one. The Holy Spirit ain't be leading you do no stuff like that, okay? He said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do what? Guide you, okay, into all truth.
Amen.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, when he said he shall guide you, okay? Now, remember what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when he named the fullness of man. He said spirit, soul, and body. And he put it in that order from the greatest to the least. And he said the first one first, which is the greatest, is what? Your spirit. Guess what?
Yeah.
That's the real you. People say, well, what do you mean that's the real me? Because what does the Bible say in Genesis 1? God created man in his image. So, what is God? When you go to John chapter 4, it says, God is a spirit. And they that worship
Amen.
Him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, if God is a spiritual being, guess what, people? So are you. Okay? You're a spirit being. Hallelujah. So, when we look at this 13th verse again, when he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he would guide you or what? Your spirit. Because that's the real you. Into what? All truth. Hallelujah. For he shall not speak of himself. But what's a, glory. Hallelujah. But whatsoever he shall hear, that's glory to God. Hallelujah. That shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Glory to God. Now, as I get ready to turn this verse over here to my brother, I want to say one more thing. Now, notice that we read the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8, he will lead us. It means led by the Spirit of God. Led is the past tense of leading. Here, he said the Spirit will guide you. Now, here's the thing we want to understand about this. Leading and guiding many times is used as interchangeable words, okay, to say that they basically mean the same thing. But here's something else I want to say. Guiding is a type of leading, just like adultery is a type of fornication. But just like there is a difference between adultery and fornication, there is a difference between leading and guiding. Okay?
Amen.
I hope you're still there. People, what do you mean? I hope you're still there. Okay. Now, the word guide here, the original Greek word for the word guide here means to show the way, literally, figuratively, teach. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you are shown the way through teaching, okay, when you're dealing with guiding.
Amen.
When you're led means to bring, drive, or go specifically, okay, to move by persuasion or influence, okay? Now, some of you say, okay, now, wait a minute, brother. You got to help us out here. What are you trying to say here? Okay. When you're leading someone, when you're leading someone, you go before them. If you want to show them the way and you're doing this in leading, you go before them and they what? And they follow you, right? Hallelujah. If you're leading, someone has to follow. If you say, hey, I want to show you the way, one of the ways you can show them is by you leading and they're following you, okay? When you're guiding someone, you can give them advice to tell them which way to go. Just like, think of a car for a minute. Now, when you want your car to go to a specific place, you don't step in front of it and it follow you, right? Amen. You don't do that, okay? If you start doing that and that's happening, you might want to get out of the way, okay? But to get your car to go where you want it to go, you steer it. You get behind the steering wheel and you steer it. That's a form of guiding. And when you give people advice in dealing with showing them the way, that's into the guiding. When you're leading them, you go before them, okay? And they follow. Do we understand it? Both of them is dealing with direction, okay? Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost not only would go before you, but in also showing you the way he would teach you. Glory. In showing you the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You can call our sheet the glory. Now, both of them, once again, is dealing with direction, okay? They both dealing with direction. But I wanted to show you a little slight difference between them, because both of them dealing with direction, okay? Because God has been used in interchange with lead. So when people say lead, they say God, they say the same thing. And in some instances, they are interchangeable. But what I wanted to show you was the slight difference between them, even though both of them are dealing with direction. So he will lead or guide you either way you go, okay? And there's ways that there's time where he guiding you and showing you the way he's going to teach you, okay? The things, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
See, you can show people the way even through teaching, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, the Holy Ghost, he takes up both. He's going to go before us. Hallelujah. He'll lead us through our spirit, but also in showing you the way is some things he's going to teach you to show you the way, okay? Just like on a job, you somebody come new on the job and you want to show them the way they do certain things, you would do what? You teach them, okay? You teach them. You teach them how to do this, okay? So guiding and leading, they're interchangeable words, both of them dealing with direction, but I wanted to give you a slight difference. So having said all that, thank God for the word of God. Now I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that word, brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, continue to open their eyes. Hallelujah. Of the understanding, O Lord God. Take coverings off their eyes. Take the blindness off their ears, the deafness off their ears, Lord Jesus. Unstop their ears, Lord Jesus. Lord God, in your mighty name, continue to do this, Lord God. And let your angels, Lord God, hallelujah, stop the enemy, Lord God, from hindering them, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
from stopping of days. Hallelujah. from blinding their eyes, oh, Lord God, from stopping them, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's a good word there, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
my
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for his instruction. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Now, we talked about today direction. The direction.
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That's my brother just been talking to you about. The direction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there's many words,
yes,
okay?
Lord.
Like my brother showed you about guide and lead, okay? It's different directions, okay?
Yeah.
One of those is God is pulling you, okay? Or he's leading
right.
you, okay? He's, you know, he's like you would lead a animal, okay?
Yes,
you're
Lord.
Not an animal, but God would lead you, okay? He's, you know, and God will put his hands on your shoulders and push you, okay? Give you a little push, okay? In that direction, okay? And he's guiding you, okay, by your shoulders, okay, or by your spirit, okay, he's guiding you. Thank you, Jesus. So one is pulling and one is it's pushing, okay? All right? Okay.
Amen.
So you
Amen.
Get led. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All this is instruction, okay, and revealing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to make known to you things, okay, because when you come to Christ, a lot of people think when you just come to Christ, you just come to him, and that's it. That ends the whole ball game. All you got to do is come, go there and say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and get baptized, okay? And that's the end. Hallelujah. And that's what the devil deceives, okay? Because the devil makes people think that they can just have their life is the same.
Amen.
They live their life like it's same, okay, like nothing's changed, okay, and they say, hey, yeah, my life belongs to Christ, now I got that advantage of, I know I'm saved, okay, so now I can go out there and still play with the devil, I can go out there
yeah.
and still sin, I can go out there and still yeah. do what I was doing before, I could be a gambler, I could be a thief, I could be a whoremonger, I could be any of those things, it don't matter, because
yeah.
Jesus Christ is going to forgive me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That ain't correct thinking.
Amen.
That ain't correct
Amen.
Thinking, okay? Mean that you ain't that mean hallelujah. If you walk that way, if you go back into the world and you don't have a conscience about sin, about the things that you used to do before, then that means that the Holy Spirit that you didn't truly repent of your sins. Can
Amen.
I say that? Yes,
Amen.
That's what it means. That means you didn't truly, you weren't converted. You weren't truly converted. You just said some words. You might have got a little
Amen.
Afraid that when the pastor said, hey, if you don't repent of your sins, you're going to go to hell. and
yeah.
for that reason, you might have said, hey, let me repent so I won't go to hell. Hallelujah. But
yeah.
your heart wasn't in it. Your
Amen.
Heart wasn't in it. Your spirit wasn't in it. Your soul wasn't in it. You know, you just out of fear, you said, hey, Jesus, take my life. I want you to take my life, but you didn't really mean it. You were just afraid that you were going to go to hell.
Yeah.
That isn't enough to keep you. You got to be converted to Christ Jesus. That means you have to believe in him. Hallelujah. Not because the threat of hell was upon you, but because you truly believe what the gospel says, that Jesus Christ came to set the captives free, and that he broke my bands, he broke my bonds, he broke my cords and the chains of sins off of me. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this fruit, like remember we were talking about fruit the other night, yesterday?
Amen.
That fruit, or that proof, of God's spirit being in you is that you're going to change. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
A lot of people don't like
Amen.
That when I say that, okay? What's the proof of God's spirit being in you? That you change. That's the
Amen.
Fruit. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You become a different altogether different kind of person. Your mind is not even going the same direction. Even if you're a babe, you're going to be saying, Jesus, I want some direction. I want somebody to show me how which way to go. I want some, and then the Holy Spirit that's in you is going to lead you to a person that can help you. That's what the Holy Spirit's going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother, you know what? Brother, we want to take a minute here to welcome Brother Keevan now. God bless you, Brother Keevan.
How you doing, brother?
Blessings to you, gentlemen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Jesus.
Go ahead, brother. I just wanted to get it. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, that's all right. But anyway, remember we were telling you about the fruit of the Spirit? Yeah, that's the fruit that you're supposed to bear in your life, the fruit of Christ. Okay? The characteristics
Amen.
Of Christ. Okay? When the Holy, remember I told you, initially, when you first get saved, when you first repent of your sins, the Holy Spirit that came upon you, that gave you that power to repent, is the same Spirit that seals you, hallelujah, to
Amen.
Bring you closer to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So that portion of the Holy Ghost that you receive then brings you to another step. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you come. And then what's the next step? The next step is for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now,
that's
the truth of the gospel, okay? Every believer is supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't care what kind
Amen.
Of church you're in. I don't care if you're in a
yeah.
Methodist church. I don't care if you're in a Presbyterian church. I don't care what church you was in. If you truly turn
Amen.
Your life over to Christ, thank you, Jesus, and repent of your sins, hallelujah, and you get sealed in your spirit by the Holy Ghost, the next step is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember, you have to keep bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You. Now we're talking about direction. You got it. Your direction comes from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Remember we told you the job, what is the job of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. In the 14th chapter of John, 15th chapter of John, what did it say? It says to lead, guide, direct. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
The Word of God
Amen.
Says. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So in the book of Proverbs, it talk about chasing your son while there is hope. Why?
Amen.
Chasing him while he's young. Why? And correct him while he's young. Direct him while he's young so that he will go the way of the Lord, so that he will remember your words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you can't correct your son if you ain't corrected yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. We like to correct
Amen.
Our children and correct ourselves. You can't tell your children not to sin if they see you sinning all the day long. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we're talking about correction in each believer, okay? Now, everybody has to receive chastisement. Let's go to Hebrews 12 chapter. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 12.
And we're going to start at where? Where was that? We're going to start at the 10th verse.
Hebrews chapter 12, starting
start
at verse 13. Ninth verse.
Yeah.
Hebrews
yeah.
chapter 12, starting at verse 9. The word of the Lord said, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous.
Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fall. Okay.
Okay. Now, did you get that? We're corrected by our fathers on earth, okay? And they're supposed to correct us. A lot of us don't have fathers these days, okay? A lot of people
Amen.
Are born out of wedlock, okay? Now, that's the truth of things, okay? And they ain't there, and they there to correct you because they can't be corrected. Hallelujah. They going out of the way. But the Holy Ghost that's in us is supposed to correct us. Now, go up to the seventh verse that says, what it says, the sixth verse. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourgeth. What does scourge mean? That means a little whipping there, okay? Every son whom he reaped, right? That's what God does.
Amen.
Every son that he had, every son of God goes through what? Chastening, correction, rebuke. They go through a scourging. To scourge what?
Amen.
That old man. Every son whom he receiveth, if he endureth chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. Hallelujah. If you receive it and it corrects you, and you receive it as a son, as a dear little child, as a little child, for what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? There's not one of us that God does not chasten. But if he be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So that means if you resist God's chastisement, then you become something else, right? That means you become a bastard. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even though the Lord is still clinging to you, even though the Lord is still trying to bring you, okay, you become like the spirit of a bastard, okay? And because you're refusing his rebuke, and you said, I will not be chastened by my father. He will not chasten me, and he will not correct me. I won't be corrected by the word of God. I won't be corrected by the Spirit of God. I won't be corrected by God's servants. Hallelujah. But that's the three ways that God corrects you and chasten you, okay? And then sometimes he might send an angel to correct you and chasten you, okay? Now
Amen.
And then, okay? But most times it's going to be through that way. It's going to be through the Holy Ghost. It's going to be through the word of God, hallelujah, and it's going to be through who else? Through the minister or the pastor. You know,
Amen.
Your minister, your pastor is supposed to correct you. He ain't got the job of the Holy Ghost, but if he sees something going wrong, he's supposed to rebuke you and chasten you.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But a lot of them, we get knuckleheaded, okay? And we say, no, okay, nobody tell you. Because the woman, women now when they get married, the first thing they say, ain't no man going to tell me what to do. The first thing they say is, he ain't going to tell me what to do. He ain't my Lord. Well, that's rebellion. That's out and out rebellion. And that might be true that he ain't your Lord. He ain't your Lord. But he's your head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, he's your head, like Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ is your head. It's the head of the man, and he's the head of the body, right, the church. And the
Amen.
Man is the head of who? The wife, right?
Amen.
That don't
Amen.
Mean he's your Lord. Mean that means you have to obey him in things, okay, that are good.
Amen.
Thank Jesus. Now, you don't have to follow him in sin. That don't mean follow
Amen.
Him in sin. That don't mean do evil things that he wants you to do. You don't got to do those things. You can
Amen.
Resist those things. If some man tell you he wants you to perform oral sex on him, He's a dirty dog, and you ain't got to do it.
Amen.
Now, I don't mean to get base, okay? But that's the truth of God, okay? If a man tell you, hey, I want to have anal sex with you. Oh, no. You ain't got to do that.
Amen.
That's a sin. That's an abomination against God.
Amen.
That's unnatural. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to make room for my brother here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, you got something to say?
Amen. Amen. I was just enjoying what listening to you and, you know, and the thing is, you know, you guys are hitting the nail on the head, you know, as far as, you know, when we talk about conversion and repenting. You know, repenting means to have a change of heart. It means to relinquish one's ideals and ideologies and pick up something else. You know, and that's why ideals are so powerful, and that's what Jesus brought. You know, he brought his own idea, and that idea was his kingdom. And
Amen.
His kingdom is a country, and all countries have laws. You can't escape law. There's laws in your body. Mm-hmm. You eat too much.
Amen.
You eat too much sugar. Your body reacts. You jump off a building. You ain't gonna fly to the other side. You gonna die.
Amen.
So, because there's a law called gravity. So laws, God gave us laws. He gave us natural laws, and he also gave us his laws. Now the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, old things are passed away. But this is what is so profound what Jesus said. Jesus said when he came on the scene, repent, for my country is here now. And and he said, change your way of thinking. And he said, I can't think of the name of scripture. I can't think of the scripture right now. But Jesus was setting precedence when he said, you have heard it said, but I say now. So,
yeah. Amen.
Now, when your life turns, when the change occurs, you know, the Bible says that the moment we receive or accept him, you are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
I don't see how you're getting around being under the lordship, because when we say yes to his lordship, we say yes to everything that he says yes to. And under lordship, when you say, hey, you are my Lord, that means you got to do everything that he said do. You got to follow everything that he said follow. And that's why ideologies are so important for us to follow. It's important that you settle on one. Ideologies are so important because they make up our belief system. And our belief system becomes the way that we live our lives.
Amen.
That particular dogma, that particular doctrine, you know, you may be hard to the core Democrat, or you may be hard to the core Republican. You even got the sign in front of your yard stating, this is my belief, stating this is my belief system. You might have a Jesus for president, you know, Jesus as King 2020 as a bumper sticker. That is your belief system, and they are powerful. What you believe is powerful.
Amen.
So Jesus didn't come to bring something greater. He not only came to bring something greater, he came to bring an idea that was going to counter all other ideas. He said, listen, this that I'm talking about, you can't compare anything else to it. Once you get to this country, you wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's why it's important for us to find that place in Christ. And the reason people walk away, we call it backsliding. The reason people walk away is because they may have experienced religion, but once you get in the kingdom, there's no way you can walk away. There
Amen.
Is no way
Amen.
That you can walk away from the kingdom once you experience it. What is the Bible? And that's why the parable said, "For the kingdom of God is likened unto."
Amen.
There's nothing that can compare to it. And the way,
right,
the only way that you can come, there's only one way that you can come. And through that way, because he has made a way, you have to fall in line under him, under his laws, under his teachings.
Amen.
And that's what he was doing that's what he was showing forth with his disciples. That's what he was showing through every teaching. He was called a rabbi, which means a master, which means a master teacher. Why? Because he was teaching them his ideas, his ideologies. And that's why he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He said specifically,
Amen.
My church. Why did he say that? Because there were others. There were other churches.
Amen.
There were other, they called them schools of thought, who had a master teacher. Even John the Baptist came. And that's why Jesus said this, and I'm going to close with this. That's why Jesus said this after John said it. He said, do you hear that? What that guy over there, John is talking about? He said, that's my message. That's the message that I'm going under right there. And it's still relevant today as it was when John first declared it. It's still relevant. He's still
yes.
relevant. He's still number
Amen.
One. He's still king of all the earth, and we have to fall in line with
him. Amen.
Amen. I mean, you brothers are definitely right about that. I think that, you know, this being a thing that we must, you know, really exemplify to the people, we're called to give the full gospel. To give the gospel in its fullness, in its completeness. Now, if that had been done all the time, then God would not be saying it.
Amen.
And in doing that, so everybody is not going to be having you to come over to eat dinner, okay? And everybody's not going to be willing to see you when you pull up. But this is the thing that we have to give. We have been talking tonight, too, about the direction that comes from the Holy Spirit, given to, and one of the reasons why the Lord gave us the Spirit of God is for direction, and why one of the things that the Holy Ghost does when he works within us and to lead and guide us. And once again, people, he's not given to us just to sit there, okay? He has a purpose of what God has given him for us to do, okay? And he's aimed to do his job, you know, but if we let him, because you have a free will. And, you know, God is not going to trespass your free will. We have been talking to you all about the work of the Holy Ghost within. We have one more part tomorrow on the teaching. And then after that, it's going to be the work of the Holy Ghost when he come upon you. We've been talking. So tomorrow will be part eight. We've been talking the first eight parts about the work of the Holy Ghost within. And so after tomorrow on Thursday, it will be the work of the Holy Ghost upon. But once again, you know, I know some of you say, hey, man, y'all got a bunch of parts. Well, we want you to get it. We want you to get it. So we're not, you know, trying to rush through it. But after the talking about the Holy Ghost, then we're going to get into the meat of the matter, which will be the falling away. And my brother and I, we've been coming with these other originals because, once again, you need to know what Christ originally set up that you may understand what falling away is dealing with, what was lost, what was taken, you know. And this is why we've been giving you these things about what he had originally set up, okay?
Yeah.
And once again, you have different churches telling you, oh, no, the church here on earth, the kingdom on earth here, it wasn't overthrown. It continued with us. So you got some of whoever laying claim that they're the ones, okay? But if you look at us as a whole, we do not match up completely to what Christ set up. And
amen.
I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is not coming back for something he didn't set up, period.
Right.
Amen.
He's not coming back for something he didn't set up. So you can counsel that. So if you're telling Jesus, you got to take it or leave it, you don't want to bring that ultimatum to him, okay? Because at the end of the road, you're going to be the one crying when it's over with. So you might well want to get on board here and understand that Christ is coming for what he set up. He ain't coming for no other kind of setup. And so, therefore, this thing that we've been saying in Christianity, that we all serving the same God, has not grown full legs, okay? We are separated. You got some that claim to be believers. What we're giving you now about the Holy Ghost, they like, no, you know, that tongue stuff been done away with. You like, says who? So we got so many different teachings in the body of Christ. And that's been one of the areas that have kept us divided and separated. Our God in heaven is not pleased and smiling when we act as separated as we do. We must understand that when the greatest havoc yet to come hits, the condition we in now, we couldn't stand.
When
the main Antichrist arise, we couldn't stand. Because the only thing he had to do is whisper in each one of our ears. Hey, you don't believe like them. You ain't like them. You don't believe in that stuff. No, you don't believe that. You know you different. And then we'll listen like we doing now, and we stay separated. See, the things that my brother and I, we're about to get into and give it to you, the word, and get into the falling away, I'm going to say it again. And I'm not saying to get toot our own horn, or to get glorified self. But what we're going to get ready to tell you, the devil does not want it to be told. I want you
Amen.
To understand that. He does not, we're not sitting up here calling one another and saying, hey, Brother Ronnie, what do you think you ought to do? Man, I don't know, man. Let's just throw something out there. Brother Keith, what you think? Oh, I don't know, man. Just, man, y'all, like y'all said, throw something out there. We're not doing that, okay? This is straight up serious. And what we're going to give to you, I'm telling you, the devil does not want us to tell it. Because it's going to answer some questions about why is there so many of us, you know, in separation? And you got to go back to the falling away. And if you notice that most of your big time televangelists don't even talk on this. You got people in the body of Christ. You even got sinners asking, man, why are so many of y'all? Why y'all put me together, man? Why y'all got so many different names? Where did it all come from? And what happened? When they ask us the question, we talk right over it or right by it. We don't talk because here's the thing. Many of us want to remain in our own little world. So if Brother Robert Gross get a word from the Lord, even through an angel, because he's not a member of my church, I don't have to accept him. That's the attitude we have taken, okay, in the body of Christ. I ain't got to hear him because he ain't a member of the same church I'm in, okay? But we don't answer the question of the people. Why are we, if we're together, why is like we're so separated and divided?
You got to go back to the falling away. If you want to answer that, you got to go back to that, okay? You got to let people know that the kingdom here on earth and the church that Christ set up did not remain like that, okay? And I know some people have shot, oh, wait a minute, will you say Jesus failed? No, I didn't say Jesus failed. The people failed. He didn't fail, okay? He didn't fail. The people failed. And you have to go back to that. And like I said, this is something that Satan does not want us to talk about. Amen? It's something that he does not want us to speak on. It's something that he don't want us to share. Okay? But praise be to God. Thank God he ain't our commander. Amen? I am so grateful that he is not our commander. And therefore, each time we give this truth to you guys, is each time he'll be hurting. And he can't go to the store and get no pain relievers for it. This going to hurt, okay? And it's going to hurt him bad, okay? So we appreciate y'all prayers. Thank y'all. Thank God for all y'all praying. And I'm going to ask my brother, Brother Keevan, if he will offer up a closing prayer.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We love you and we honor you at this time, Lord. And we just, you know, we just glorify your name right now, Lord, for
Lord.
Everything that you're doing, Lord, in the earth, Lord. You are showing yourself strong. You are revealing yourself in a mighty way, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are for us and not against us, Lord. And we thank you that you chose us in you before the foundation of the world, Lord, to be a part of your work, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that in the days to come, Lord, that you have made provision for us, Lord. You have given us protection, Lord, in all the things that are going on the earth, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, as we look forward to the greatest event to occur on the face of the earth, which is your second coming, for you to set up your kingdom forever on earth, the physical kingdom here forever on earth, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have called us,
Lord.
And we are a part of this, Lord. Lord, even now, Lord Jesus, we pray that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom be done. Let your kingdom come in the White House. Let your will be done, Lord, at our house, Lord. Lord, in the streets, Lord, and everywhere that our feet shall tread, Lord Jesus. Let the salt of the earth, let the light of your kingdom, Lord, begin to shine forth, Lord, in the earth, Lord. Lord, that all men may bow, Lord, at your feet, Lord, and to your commandment, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, you are still on the throne, Lord. And, Lord, that your rule and your reign will never end. And we just thank you, we honor you, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, part eight and final part of the Holy Ghost Within. My brother Robert and I will be on at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you been listening. And I want to say to my brothers here, Brother Robert, Brother Keevan, I thank God for the both of you, what y'all been doing on the broadcast, bringing the word, providing some more pain to the devil, and at the same time giving the word to those who are listening. So I want to say that may the Lord continue to bless you, brothers, as well, and strengthen y'all in your journey and bless you guys in your ministry. So having said that, amen. Praise be to God. Appreciate you, brothers. Appreciate all you've been listening. And for Brother Robert Gross, Brother Keevan Bruce, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brothers.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.